Hey there, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
And that voice is the voice of Brian Dooley.
And that voice is the voice of Ben Noble.
Kind of took me a minute. I was like, what's his name?
Yeah, it was difficult for me because we had cards flying off the desk and I was trying to keep up with the show, but also not let any of the cards touch the floor because that's disrespectful.
Yeah, but you did it.
You got there. It happen. Teamwork made the dream work.
It did. Now, Brian, I'd like to start with this. I got a text message last night.
Oh, boy.
I don't know who it's from.
Is it you up?
It's close.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to obviously read the phone number, but it's a 609 area code. I don't know where that's from.
Okay.
And then it says, Ben Noble, dash, rumors state you still live in St. Louis.
That's true.
That's me editorializing. Get your ass out drinking with us. This was sent at 12:33 a.m., and I was very much asleep.
Huh. Well, do you know anyone in Princeton, New Jersey, Hamilton, New Jersey, Atlantic City, New Jersey, or Long Beach Island, New Jersey?
I must. I can't think of anybody at the moment, but I must know someone.
Well,
was it? I don't know.
I don't know if you were going to ask me.
Was it you?
It was not me.
Okay. No. You weren't in Atlantic City?
No, but I was up at that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unlike you.
There were some people over at the Castle House today, or last night, and I was reading tarot for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was very much asleep, not reading tarot for anyone.
I should have been asleep, but I wasn't.
So apologies to the person, whoever you are, from New Jersey, that I was not able to come out drinking with you. But obviously we're not very good friends since I don't have your number, and you didn't think that I would be asleep at 12:33.
Why don't you text them back right now?
New phone, who dis?
We'll get an answer by the end of the show.
Hmm. Okay.
We've never done this before, and I'm willing to say that no one has ever done this on a podcast.
I was not going to respond to them, but I guess I will politely respond and say,
new phone, who dis?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be more polite. Vamp while I send them a text message.
All right. So Ben is sending a text message to his New Jersey friends. And we are going to talk about the difference between unconscious and subconscious, because that is what the people that I talked to about tarot last night were talking about. And they say that the term subconscious is a meaningless term, and unconscious covers both the state of being unconscious the way we think of it and the unconscious mind.
So here's what I'm going to send back.
Okay.
Hey, sorry I missed your text. I was asleep. Whose number is this?
Wonderful.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Is that, like, nice enough?
I
don't want to be rude.
No, I don't think it's rude.
Okay. Send.
Excellent.
Now we can get on with the show.
Smash cut. I totally thought it was rude.
Narrator. It was.
It was Ron Howard's voice.
Yeah. What if it's Ron Howard?
That's great, but I don't think he's from Egg Harbor, New Jersey.
Egg Harbor. All right. Well, on this show, we don't always talk about odd text messages that I get in the middle of the night
and
people
but we
who
should.
Want to drink with me. Well, most of the text messages I get are from like a very, very small set of people, and I know them all.
Yeah, that's the same with my text messages.
So on this show, in addition to helping me with my social life and text messaging, we also read the tarot. Typically, we will get a question from the listener, and then we will flip over three cards to answer that question. One speaks to the past, one to the present, and one to the 100% guaranteed money-back future outcome.
Excellent.
And then they leave with a better sense of the world and themselves.
Right, or a big bag of money.
Sure.
But so far, it's all been a better sense of the world and themselves. And then we also do a card of the week, and that card of the week is for everyone, not just the person that got their question answered.
Yeah. So, a little something for everybody, but a lot of something for one person.
Yeah.
And you can be that one person if you just get on our website, amateurtarot.com, and submit your question.
Yeah, or email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com, or call us at 314-325-6047.
Or tweet at us at Tamara Amateur.
You can tweet at Ben at makingallthisup.com.
And you can tweet at Brian at Zen Iron Man. And if you ask a question in any of these ways,
we'll get you on the show.
Yeah.
We love it.
I have a fun idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Vamp for me.
All right. This is me vamping.
Okay. So here's my big idea. Back to my text message.
Yeah.
I haven't checked my phone, so I don't know if they've responded yet.
Okay.
I imagine if they were out till 12:33, they're probably still asleep.
I know. So that was my idea, is you text them early in the morning so that they're asleep, so that when they get it, it's like when you got it when you were asleep.
Mm. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just, I've got the Golden Universal Tarot deck, a very standard tarot deck. I'm not going to get into describing it, but it is a 5-star deck. I'm just going to flip over a card to kind of speak to the situation with me and this estranged friend whose number I've lost.
Okay.
The Ten of Coins.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So the Ten of Coins shows a family in a courtyard, and they've got dogs and kids and an old man and a lot of coins.
So do you think that you used to be a work partner with this person?
Hmm.
And they left and you got a raise because of it, maybe?
Maybe.
Can you think of anyone like that?
The thing is that it would have to be somebody who doesn't live in St. Louis anymore.
Sure.
Because they're coming into town, obviously, and trying to hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, yeah, if it's a former coworker who moved somewhere.
To New Jersey.
To New Jersey.
Playing the slots in Atlantic City.
Interesting.
Oh, maybe that's it. They were playing the slots in Atlantic City.
And they have money. They were going to buy me drinks.
Yes.
With all their Atlantic City money.
Yeah.
And I should have gone.
Well, it's not too late. Maybe they're still around.
Okay. This is shedding a lot of light on this text message situation.
I'm very excited to get a text back from these people.
Okay. Well, now that we've added that little wrinkle into this, we've deepened the plot. Let's get into Queerance Corner.
Let's go ahead and go into Queerance Corner. Here we are in Queerance Corner. It's chilly in here.
A little bit.
I had the window open earlier.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so this is the part of the show where we answer a question.
This is the meat of the show. You've made it.
This is the jelly center of the jelly donut.
I hope it's not the meat center of the jelly donut.
Could be the meat center of a pierogi or a ravioli.
A ravioli, yeah. Do pierogies have meat in them usually?
I don't know what they have in them.
They have potatoes in them.
Oh.
They're like potato raviolis.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is good.
What's the difference between a pierogi and a blintz? Maybe they're the same thing.
A blintz?
I don't know. It's something my grandma makes.
A blintz is like a crepe wrapped around cream cheese, isn't it?
Yeah, but she puts potatoes in them sometimes.
Yeah, a pierogi is...
I know it's got little...
Yeah, it's more of a ravioli.
Yeah.
A blintz is more of a cannonelli.
Well, tune into the rest of this conversation on our...
amateur pasta talk.
Yeah. It's not even pasta. It's just foods with...
Yes,
yeah, stuffed foods podcast. Okay, so we have a unique question today.
And our question comes from Lindsay from Chicago. So she would have a 618 area code if
texted me. So it wasn't her. So Lindsay says...
I wasn't just trying to dox Lindsay. I'm sure there's lots of Lindsays in Chicago. So.
And I'm pretty sure there's 7 more numbers that come after 618, so nobody's going to probably dox her.
Yeah, I don't know her phone number.
Apologies to the Lindsay that does get doxed.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of different ways to spell Lindsay, so...
There is, and I'm not even sure I'm spelling it right on our spreadsheet here.
So, who knows?
Who knows?
Lindsay wants to know, what's a piece of advice from the cards that everyone could benefit from?
And that's an amazing question. That is...
How selfless.
Yeah.
She uses her 7 minutes of fame on the Amateur Tarot podcast to ask a question for everyone.
Yeah, it's like she used her one genie wish for world peace.
That's so nice.
Good job, Lindsay.
What genie gives one wish? I'd be so disappointed.
Really?
I'd wish for a better genie that'd give me 3 wishes.
If I...
So I could wish for 2 selfish things and 1 selfless thing.
If I had even just one wish, I would wish for pierogies.
Oh, I thought you were going to wish for more wishes.
No, that's not allowed. We learned that from Aladdin. Yeah, I would wish for pierogies with like some sour cream and some cheddar cheese.
Hmm. Well, we could arrange that.
Are you a genie, Ben?
No.
Oh. Then how can you grant my wish so easily?
I don't know. It can't be that hard to make a pierogi.
Yeah, I've always bought them frozen.
So there you go. We don't even need to make them. We just go to the store after this.
I'm going to get some pierogies for this afternoon's dinner.
Okay. So Lindsay wants just some advice for everybody.
Yeah, what's a piece of advice from the cards that everyone could benefit from?
That's like a mega card of the week.
Yeah.
It's 3 cards.
It's 3 cards of the week. And so
for... But I guess it's not for the week necessarily. You know, this could just be life advice.
Yeah, this is just for hey, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it a little bit differently this week because we're using a non-traditional deck called the Transparent Tarot.
And these are cards you could take in the bath.
Not mine. You can get your own set and take your set into the bath.
They're oddly shaped rectangles, but more square than a normal card.
Yeah, they're fatter rectangles.
And it's just like they're transparent, mm-hmm. as advertised. And they all have pretty simple illustrations on them, but then they stack up on top of each other, and then they make interesting picture combinations.
Yeah. So what we'll do today is we'll have a stack of three cards, and the picture will build, and we will intuit what they mean for everyone in the world.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yep.
Interesting. Oh, I guess, do I need to describe the deck a little bit more?
Oh, yeah, you need to describe it and give a rating.
Swords seem to have blue people with a bunch of swords. Coins have green people with coins. Wands have
red people.
Red people.
Yes.
I haven't really found any, but there's some. Yep. Wands have red people with a bunch of wands. The Major Arcana has more intense imagery on it. Cups have something, but I can't seem to find a cup.
Do we already have blue people?
Yeah, those were swords.
Hmm.
Where are the coins? Or the cups? Cups are also blue people.
Oh.
So that's confusing.
Is it a different blue?
Same blue.
Same blue.
I'm going to hold judgment on this deck until we do the reading so that we can see them and how they stack.
All right. Sounds good.
So we'll come back to that just like we'll come back to my text message mystery.
Hopefully.
What if we can't solve it?
I don't know. Maybe like just in weeks to come, this will be an ongoing mystery. Finally, we have an overarching plot for our season.
It only took 60 episodes.
How do you like those shuffles?
It's actually better than I expected it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm doing it in the bath, there's water everywhere.
When I got this deck, it was all stuck together. I've had this deck for a couple of months now, and it's taken me this long to get to using it because I had to wipe off each card individually, and it made me kind of mad at the deck.
That sounds like a pain.
Yeah.
All right, one last shuffle here.
All right.
Also, it's interesting because they're transparent, there's no like front or back.
Well, there is because the numbers are backwards or forwards.
Oh, interesting. But you can just see right through it. You know what's coming.
I do know what the first card is going to be, but we're still going to have you flip it.
Flip.
The Two of Wands.
All right. The Two of Wands on this card is just two red people. It looks like a red adult and a red child holding wands towards each other.
Yeah.
It's Harry Potter and Albus Dumbledore.
Except they're both bald, and they're both wearing red dresses.
Mm-hmm. And this card typically has nothing to do with two people. Typically is just one person looking out over a parapet with a globe in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a card about making plans.
Yeah, and taking the long view of things because you've got the whole world in your hands.
Yep.
But these people just have wands in their hands.
Yeah, but you, listener, you have big plans. You have an idea that you're excited about and big plans.
Yep.
The next card?
Next flip. Card is the Three of Coins.
Okay. I like where this story is heading. On here, we just have a person who's like sitting on their knees holding out a coin, and there's two coins behind them.
They have two coins behind them.
Yep.
And the Three of Coins is usually about...
It usually shows like three people working, like building a cathedral.
Oh, building, yeah. And so it's about getting approval. It's about doing something the right way and being recognized for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's also about like working together with others to bring something to life. Because each of the three people in that image has a different skill set. Like the little builder guy is working, but also there's an architect and like a priest in there. So everybody has a different function and everybody's kind of working harmoniously to bring something to life.
Yep.
So this is a great story so far.
Okay. And now I'm going to stack these two cards.
Ooh, okay.
And our picture right now is the two wand people in the background, and then the coin guy on the right side of the cards looks like he's extending a coin to the person on the left side.
Mm-hmm. So now our final card.
Our final card is the
High Priestess.
Ah, the High Priestess. Okay, good. Yeah, because the big moon there. Yep.
So our final card is the High Priestess. And this imagery shows a crescent moon, and then like it's hovering above a book, an open book.
Yeah, and the book says, "In the pages of a secret book lies the key to your inner look. The insight is a truer gaze, the wisest light to guide your days." So just a full-on magic spell.
Yep. Who knows now what you've just wrought?
Hopefully it resurrects some sort of demon. That would be amazing. So, to see. I don't know like that it would be amazing in real life, but it would be amazing to see something that cool.
That and to learn that these cards actually did have magic powers all this time?
Yeah, I would regret not using them.
So the High Priestess is the guardian of your subconscious.
Your unconscious.
Oh.
Yeah, what you didn't hear while I was vamping.
No, because I was busy composing a polite text message.
Yeah, so subconscious versus unconscious. Unconscious is the more proper phrase for what we generally term the subconscious.
Okay. So she's the guardian to the unconscious. There's things in your brain that you don't know that much about that you can't access, but the answers are all in there.
Yeah, they process in the background.
So she's the one that's going to guide you to that inner wisdom.
And let's see what happens when we stack the High Priestess onto the other two cards.
Yep, so now we have basically our two swordsmen.
Two wandsmen.
Wandsmen. It looks like swords. Two wandsmen. There's a moon, a crescent moon in the background, low in the sky. And then on the bottom, there's this open book, and our coin man is kneeling on that book.
So it looks like the coin man is extending a gift from the book, so from the magic spell. And that magic spell is representative of the unconscious.
Yes.
So the coins are being extended from the unconscious, the spell book, and given to the person on the left-hand side of the wands diptych.
Mm-hmm. So typically, you know, if we weren't stacking cards on top of each other, we would try to tell a story that, you know, is like the first card, the second card, and then the third card. Mm-hmm. But here, we're kind of telling a story that's how this picture, this new transparent picture looks.
Right.
And so what I'm getting the sense of is, based on kind of your description of our picture here, is that there's a really good idea inside your subconscious. And then this coin person is trying to offer you, he's trying to bridge the gap and offer you the idea from your unconscious to your conscious mind. And then the swords people, the wands people, they're like planning for the future.
Yeah, they're working on that idea, on that passionate idea.
So it sounds like the good advice for everybody is that if you're thinking about a big idea and you haven't quite figured it out yet, listen to your unconscious. Listen to your gut.
Head, heart, and gut. Always follow your gut.
Always follow your gut. Listen to that. And then don't necessarily rush into it, but start making plans. You have a big idea. It's coming out of your unconscious into your conscious, and you should start working on it.
Yeah, and make you can only work on one part at a time. So select which part you're going to work on and work that part all the way through, and then you can go to the next step.
That's good advice.
That, I think, is good advice from Lindsay's spread to the rest of the world.
Yeah. And you can go to our website, amateurtarot.com, if you want to see what this picture looks like.
Yeah.
It's much better to look at it. A picture is worth 1,000 words.
Right. In which case, we have several thousand words of copy on every one of our website, of every one of our web pages.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you were withholding rating until after the reading. Having the reading here done, what do you say?
It's not great. The prognosis is, I mean, I'm glad that we used this deck on this question because it was an interesting way to tackle a unique question. But the deck itself, 2 stars.
2 stars. You heard it here. Well, thank you, Ben. Thank you, Lindsay, for your question. And I'm sure the rest of the world also thanks you for the advice that you got.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Let's go ahead and jump out of Queerance Corner.
And we're out. And I have a text message update.
Oh, you do?
I do. All I got right. a response.
Is it a good response? Is it something exciting?
Sure. It's a right. it's a guy that I used to go to college with.
Oh.
And he and some other people that I used to go to college with are, I guess, in town this weekend. And they were out. And so he sent me a text message.
Did he have some money that he wanted to give you?
I don't know that he necessarily did, but perhaps he would have bought me a drink. He is not a coworker.
But he probably made that money in Atlantic City.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He does seem like the kind of guy who would do that.
Excellent. I hope that he's listening to this podcast.
I'm sure.
So that you can hear it. Anytime you say he's the kind of guy that would do that, it probably doesn't speak well of the other person. I guess you could be like, he's the kind of guy that would rush into a burning building to give the shirt off his back to an orphan.
There you go. I don't know a lot of those people.
That's how I describe myself to people.
Okay.
I'm the kind of guy that does that.
So you lie to people. All right, well, our text message mystery has been solved.
Yeah, mystery solved. And yeah, so I guess that takes care of the overarching plot line for
this episode.
Season two.
Well, we solved it. It was a friend from college who I haven't talked to in a while. And well, I guess whose number I don't have anymore.
Better than the X-Files reboot, am I right?
But, tss.
Apologies to the X-Files people.
All right, well, that is our question. Now let's go to the card of the week. More advice for you.
Yeah, let's just keep on hammering advice onto the world at large.
Yep.
What deck are we using?
Well, that was good advice for life. You know, like that Lindsay's question was good advice for a while. You know, it's going to take longer than this week to bring some big idea to life.
Yeah, there's lots of components
different pieces. It's going
to
take a while. Mm-hmm. But this week, specifically.
This week, we are using the Connolly deck.
Also, knowing this guy, knowing that he likes to party, I'm actually impressed that he's up right now to respond to my texts.
Did you want to talk about the art on the Connolly deck?
Oh, yeah. There's some art on it. It is different art than you would expect to see. I mean, it's similar but different. It looks somewhat medieval.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our colored pencil decks.
Yes, it is. And so the imagery is not standard, but it's also not too much of a stretch. It's
a standard deviation.
Huh? Our jokes, we are just so good at it.
This is why people keep tuning in week after week.
Yep. And so it's sort of like soft colored pencil illustrations. It's a deck.
What do you rate it?
I guess I'm going to say 3.
3?
I feel like I should come down harder on these decks and be either 2s or 4s. But there's nothing offensive about this deck, but I also wouldn't buy it myself.
Yeah. And you don't have to, because I already have. All right, Ben, let's go ahead and go for it.
Flip.
The 2 of coins. I haven't gotten this card in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of 2s. The 2 of coins shows basically like a court jester, and he is holding 2 giant, I mean, they're supposed to be coins, but they are purple frisbees with gold stars on them in this card.
Yes. And the book for the Connolly Tarot for the 2 of Pentacles says, trying to cope with 2 situations, much more will be achieved if a decision is made. It can be done.
I like that positive affirmation at the end.
Yeah, me too. I like how this jester is dressed.
Yeah, he's got on one yellow tight and one red tight, and he's got on a blue tunic, and he's kind of like split in half, red and yellow.
Isn't that a song? Red and yellow.
Oh, black no, and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Good try.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at stuff.
Yeah, so this card is about trying to, you know, juggle 2 things at once, and that's a recipe for mayhem. If you chase 2 rabbits, you'll lose them both. 2 in the hand, 1 in the bush. Mm. There's a lot of ways to say what this card is about.
Yeah, and this also could tie into the 3 of coins aspect of the other one, in that if you're doing this thing on your own, then you need to really focus on one piece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And really use those pieces as building blocks and not lose sight of the overall goal.
Yeah, so this week, if you're kind of torn between two paths that you could take or two things in your life that need attention, you know, tackle one at a time. Choose one, and then you can always choose the other in the future.
And if you have to choose one, always, and you aren't sure which one to choose, always choose the second option first.
Okay.
I was just trying to give some more concrete advice, and I wasn't sure where to go with it. Like, on a standardized test, you should always pick C,
right,
or whatever. That's the kind of advice I was trying to
Although, give. Isn't it, it's not necessarily that you should pick C, it's just that you should pick a letter
every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Because you'll answer it right some percentage. It could be
yeah, like 25% of the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where we're at. This, I think this card looks really cool.
Yeah, this card does look cool, and it is better than the three stars that I gave the rest of the deck, but some of the cards in the deck are less worse. Cool.
Yeah.
But hey, it's 78 cards. You can't be a winner on all of them, can you?
No. Especially some of the cards that we turn over a lot, like the Ten of Swords. Ugh. Or the Tower. But we didn't have that this week. This week we had the Two of Coins, and you should just focus on one task at a time.
All right, that's enough. We've done it.
We did it.
I'm going to go text my friend back.
All right.
And say, oh, cool. Sorry, I missed you.
Well, cool. Thanks for sharing that adventure with us. And Lindsay, thanks for
sharing your question
with the world.
That's very generous. Very kind.
It is. You're the kind of person that would give the shirt off your back running into a burning building to save an orphan.
Is that selfless? Because it's going to be hot in that building and you're probably going to take your shirt off anyway. You don't want to get too sweaty.
Well, she soaked the shirt in water so that then she's helping the orphan both to breathe and to stay cool.
What a kind person.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't all help orphans, so you can help us in a few small ways.
Yeah. One way that you can do what is essentially the equivalent of helping orphans is to send us in a question at our website at amateurtarot.com.
We depend on your questions.
If it wasn't for your questions, we wouldn't have a reason to ramble into microphones.
Nope. So you can do that at amateurtarot.com. You can send us an email of your question to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. You can call us at 314-325-6047 and leave a voice message.
Operators are standing by. And if you call in within 10 minutes of us answering Lindsay's question.
So I feel like a couple minutes have already elapsed.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault.
All right. Well, if you call within a couple of minutes of us or 10 minutes, you get it.
Yeah.
Call.
I'll give you a sticker of the Millennium Falcon. It's a pretty good deal.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Tarot Amateur, where Brian posts a bunch of pictures of cards.
You can get Ben on Twitter at Making All This Up,
where I don't post much at all. And then you can get at Brian at Zen Iron Man on Twitter. I have no idea what he tweets.
It's a lot of political stuff. It is not the same flavor as this show.
So don't follow Brian at Zen Iron Man.
You can, but just know that it's a different Brian personality.
So if you don't do any of that, one thing that you should do is rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, just get in touch with us on iTunes or Apple iPod.
Whatever stuff. That is. Why?
Whatever you're listening to podcasts on.
Rate us on it.
Rate us on it. But mainly iTunes.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything. It helps us out a lot. And we want to get to a wider audience. And that's going to help us get to a wider audience.
And that's going to help us get more questions, which is going to help us make more shows, which is going to help us give more advice.
Yeah. And we won't have to have these little mini pledge drives at the end of every episode. Ugh.
That's it.
That's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Also, Brian's deck is very warped.
Yeah, I bought that one used. It's an old deck.
Oh, I'm going to wash my hands. Who knows what somebody's done with these?
Which one are you looking for?
It doesn't matter. I was just trying to pull something. I'm just going to do Golden Universal because that's going to be easy.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get it. I was just going to randomly grab one, and I was like, wait, then I'll have to talk about the cards and all that. I don't want to get into it. Let's shuffle this up.
Vamping is just going to be me editing this out.
Yeah.